Among the biggest changes added to the bill is a $2 ticket surcharge. 75% of the revenue generated would go to the Wisconsin Center District, the entity carrying the most financial risk in the Bucks deal. The other 25% would go to state government. Taken out of the plan were provisions that would have given Milwaukee County more power to pursue $4 million per year in uncollected debt. That drew the ire of Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele, who said it would blow a $4 million per year hole in the county's budget.
And you know who's going to pick up that cost? The people who do pay their taxes.
The state Senate convened briefly this afternoon before resuming private meetings on the plan. It's expected to pass with an unusual mix of bipartisan support later today. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.